You're listening to the podcast, We Are Dallas-Fort Worth. Discover big things and big ideas happening in the Big D.
2015, I got my career cut short due to detached retina. I had to retire. I was 30 years old. So my overall goal was to train fighters and coach fighters, build champions. But they came 10 times sooner than what I expected to come.
I'm with Tony Mack, the USA Boxing National Champion. You were awarded the bronze medal, 5-time Dallas Golden Glove Champion, Texas Super Middleweight Championship, 3-time Texas State Champion, and ranked number 13 in the USA. Now you're running TMAC Elite Training. So, Tony, you're a champion boxer. How did you get started? Talk me through it.
I got started when I graduated high school. I ended up going to college, community college, and I was working at the apartment complex there. And I was living there, and my roommate, he was a boxer. And so I was always working out, always just running around, you know, working out, coming from football. And so he asked me one day to come to the gym to get a real workout. Took me to a gym in Richardson, and it was a boxing gym. And the first day I went, the coach tried to kill me, and I didn't quit. So he was like, hey, man, he asked me if I wanted to try the boxing. And and after that, I stayed consistent with it, and the rest was history.
So what you're saying is you were once me.
Yes.
Yes. So I'm a student of Tony's, and I attend his gym, TMAC Elite Training in Allen, Texas, right off Highway 5, Greenville Ave, Avenue K, whatever you want to call it. And Tony's seen me since the beginning struggle through. Mm-hmm. So you were in the same spot.
I was in the same
spot.
You did
not box before your roommate suggested that.
No,
you...
I always played football. And that was it.
Did you like football?
No, I was terrible. They called me, I was a starting ass back. You know what that is?
I don't know what that is, but it doesn't sound good.
Coach, let me in. Matt, get your ass back.
Oh, my goodness. So your roommate introduces you to boxing.
Yeah.
What happened from there? You immediately liked it?
I immediately liked it, and a couple of months later, I had my first tournament. Got beat up pretty bad, and I got inspired even more. And then after that, I got more serious after I lost, and I took it to the next level and made a promise I won't lose again. Just went crazy with training. We got disciplined with studying the art of boxing. And next thing you know, I just started winning tournaments back to back to back. And 3 years later, that's when I made the USA team with only 3 years of boxing.
You started competing 3 months into your training.
Three months into my training, yep.
How many days a week were you working out?
Every day. Even on days off, I was running. When I won at the gym, I was out running.
So you were instantaneously in love with boxing.
I fell in love with it.
Day one.
Day one.
That's it.
Yep.
Boxing's it.
Yep. Okay. I always wanted to be a professional professional in something because, you know, I grew up around my cousins. They was professional football players and stuff like that. So I always wanted to be athletic like them. But I wasn't good in football. I wasn't good in basketball. But once I found boxing, I knew I could be good at it because it's an individual sport. So I knew if I wanted to be successful, it was all on me. If I wasn't going to be successful, it was all my fault. So boxing is one-on-one. So I had to outwork my opponent. So that's what made me more successful, made me push even harder because I had my own success in my own hands. I had that. It was up to me to be successful.
What was the sign that you realized this was, you found it, you found your niche, you found your passion?
It was just the something therapeutic about punching something and something therapeutic about getting punched. And
I'm glad we have bags here and you're not punching me.
And it was just the being around the atmosphere, the boxers that was doing it, and just looking at their skills and looking at the work they was putting in. And then it was a good group of guys I wanted to hang out with, and they was competing. And you know, they all, you know, it's an individual sport, but at the same time it's a team because you got a coach, you got different boxers that you train with every day. Just the atmosphere and just the will to get better. You know, it was just similar to, you know, something like that. Just made you want to be in the atmosphere of boxing. Once it gets in your blood, you can't get it out.
It's in your blood. It lit the fire. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
So if someone else is interested in boxing, because you meet a lot of us that come in for your classes, mm-hmm. for your personal training, for your group training that I love coming to, but maybe you find out they want to box. Mm-hmm. They want to compete.
Yeah.
Where do they start?
You start with the conditioning. If you're not in condition, you can't do anything. So you got to make sure you master your conditioning. A lot of running, a lot of bag work, a lot of ab work. A lot of leg work. It's a total body conditioning, HIIT training, high intensity interval training. You got to master it. Because if you not a condition. You know, I call the ring the chamber of truth because it'll tell the truth who worked harder because it's one-on-one. It'll tell you who put in the most work. It'll tell you who ran longer, who tell you hit the bags longer, who went to sleep on time, who ate perfect, because that person would dominate you in the ring. So you got to be disciplined. You got to have a lot of self-discipline, a lot of will, a lot of heart. You got to have a chin if you can take a punch. So most people could be really, really good, but they can't take a punch, and that's the biggest part. So it's a lot you got to go into it. That's why some people might take them 6 months, might take them a year, 2 years to compete. But me, I was 3 months in, but it's up to the individual person how much, how bad they want it. You could be successful if you want to be, if you want it bad enough.
Let's transition to my class. You teach some group classes here at TMAC. Is it hard for an adult who just wants to get in shape with boxing to get started here? They don't want to compete, so I would be in that camp. I don't want to hit or get hit.
So
ever.
It's not hard at all. We just got to – what we do is we don't try to go too hard with beginners. We take it really, really slow. We just teach the basic punches, and we just do a little light conditioning. And I tell everybody
a little conditioning,
just a little bit.
I
when
don't.
When we first start, the first 1 or 2 days, I think I took it easy. I was extra nice, but
I don't know if you've ever taken it easy.
I'm going to push you, but I'm not going to just I'll tell you not to try to be a hero. But you know your body. If it's too much, just tell me. Just could you slow it down, or could you do something moderate? I can modify whatever you can't do. We'll take it hard because, it's a lot of people in class that's been doing it. I don't want to slow down for them. But if it's someone new, we'll pull you to the side, show you, just tell you do something different. We'll modify your workout for you. But if you got the will to push and hang with those, regular members, hey, I'm not going to stop you.
Bring it.
I want you to push. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to challenge you. I'm here to take you to the next level.
Yeah, I've got to say, because I've been doing this for maybe almost 4 months now. Three to 4 months. The hardest workout. Mm-hmm. This isn't, I've done the little boxing workouts before, which I thought worked great. This is another level. This is another level. And I found it to be really important because I was dealing with a lot of stress and it was a great stress relief. And that was my number one motivator. But also as I get older, the muscle.
Yeah.
So not just doing cardio. I was all about the cardio and bouncing around at a certain age, right? Women, it's good for women to work on that muscle too.
Yeah.
Because the muscle's going to work for me.
Right.
Yeah, but it's a hard workout. All right, so you've got this gym. So now you've learned boxing, you competed in boxing, you competed and won all of these championships. What compelled you to open a gym?
Because in 2015, I got my career cut short due to detached retina. I had to retire. I was 30 years old. So my overall goal was to train fighters and coach fighters, build champions. But they came 10 times sooner than what I expected to come. So I was, I had 5 eye surgeries, and one day I was just laying down. I was like, man, I don't want to stop fighting. I want to keep going. So what I did was just made up my mind. I was talking to my buddy. I was like, look, man, I really want to open up a gym. I really want to have multiple fighters under me and just build champions because, I still got the itch. I still got the drive. So I can't take a punch no more. I can't fight no more, but I might as well give all my energy, all everything that I got left into some young, hungry fighter who really, really wanted it. And so that would inspire me to open a gym. And so one day I was talking to my buddy. I was like, look, man, I really, really want to open a gym. And he was like, look, man, just find a location. So we went looking for locations, and somehow the den fell into my hands. The den found me, basically. And that's how it all history from here.
So people love coming here for your workouts, but I notice you've got some youngsters in here who are fighters.
Yeah.
And then when soon after I started here, you went off to China. You've been traveling around.
Yeah.
And so you're training.
Yeah.
Little kids and adults all over the world.
I got an amateur team, which is getting ready for the Dallas Golden Gloves next week. We all fighting. I'm taking 8 kids there to the tournament to compete. And I have a lot of UFC professionals. That's when I went to Beijing for one of my professional fighters.
What is UFC?
Ultimate Fighting Championship. It's mixed martial arts, MMA. And so, I got training at least about 6-7 of those guys out of Fortis MMA. They produce champions, and they wanted me to be their stand-up coach, their boxing coach. And so I got with them, and one fighter liked the way I trained and liked the way I taught boxing. And then next thing you know, the whole team started coming. And now I got some monsters in MMA that's going to become world champions.
And that's all happening right here in Allen. Right, it's all coming through the den in Allen. You've had some great successes mm-hmm. with your students, but as we all know, the journey in life is never a straight line. Never. We all have setbacks or pivots in our life, and maybe your students have come across challenges. What feedback or advice do you give them to keep moving forward?
This is life. Bad stuff is going to happen. So it's up to you to react to it. Your attitude is the biggest key to your success. You could react to it bad. You could let it get you down. You could let life hurt you, hunt you. You could let it just take away your will. But if you have a good attitude, if you had a will to see, you had a will to get better, just walk through the fire, walk through the rain with a smile on your face, and everything be all right. So it's all up to your attitude. If you have you just gotta find your inner attitude and just push through it. Trust me, life threw some stuff at me. Pretty sure life threw some stuff at you, but you just can't quit. Can't let it down. You grieve about it, but you just don't let it tear you down. Grieve about it and just keep moving. Keep moving. Because I had so many things happen to me to where I had to, where life, where I could have quit so many times. But you just walk through the fire with your head up high, big things will happen.
Do you think that's your students' biggest takeaway? Even though they see the physical changes, but it's that inside.
It's the mental. You got to dig deep. That's what I teach. I teach on building character, self-discipline, just will. I teach how to work through the pain, mentally and physically. When you get punched in the mouth and you want to quit, what you going to do? You going to quit or you going to fight 10 times harder? So you got to get it's all mental.
You keep us going. You keep us at all ages. You keep us working hard over here. All right, so let's transition over to just a little bit more of a rapid fire. And I got some quick questions for you. So your life today, how mm-hmm. it is now, is it different than what you imagined when you were a kid?
Never thought I'd be married.
So you just got married this year?
June, yeah.
Just, okay.
It was so 2018, win. June, yep. Yeah, this year. You can say it's been seven, eight months now. So newlyweds, I'm married. Didn't think I'd get married this young. I thought I'd be a single bachelor until I was like 40. That was my idea.
It's all over now. It's all over. Ball and chain.
That's one big difference.
Yeah.
I'd be a gym owner at a young age. I'm putting people on the payroll. That's pretty awesome. that's pretty cool. And never thought I'd have so many people my age. I'm still these fighters' age and stuff, and they all saying yes sir, no sir, and they respect me, look for me for guidance. And that's weird because we was all peers at one point. Because when I was fighting in 2015, I was their peer. We was all hanging out, but now that all changed. Now I'm a superior.
We do what you say.
Yeah, exactly. That's a little bit awkward because I'm a happy-go-lucky, goofy dude. I like having fun, but
until he tells us to do burpees, all happy-go-lucky until the burpees start.
When it comes to boxing, I take it seriously. I think people sense that my passion and my heart, how much I love boxing. So I'm a cool dude, funny dude. But when it comes to boxing, I take it 10 times serious, and I think they see that.
Does it feel like work since you love it so much?
It's not work at all. Like it's like people hand me money just for fun. This is what I was doing before I started. When I was boxing, I was doing personal training and stuff, teaching people boxing fitness just for chump change or for free sometimes. I was just teaching people how to do it because it's what I love to do. And so making a job out of it, just that I'm getting paid for free, basically. And it's awesome. You get to create your own schedule. You get the,
freedom.
Freedom. It's a lot of freedom.
What about your passion? Well, I know some of your favorite sayings, which include the one word slackers, treat yourself, don't cheat yourself.
What? Get it together is my big one.
Okay. Anything else?
You are something else.
We've all heard that one. So besides boxing and how much you love it, any other profession you thought you'd be doing when you were younger?
No, never. I never thought, because I knew I wasn't passionate about football. I was just doing it because all my friends were doing it. Never one of my goals to be a professional football player and like that. I thought of it, but I just had a will to pursue it. And I did get a degree in acting as well.
Okay. It explains everything now.
In theater, yeah.
So you can torture us with a smile on your face. I got it.
So I did a lot of acting classes. Then I was in a couple of independent films, did some plays and stuff like that. So that's through high school and a little bit before college. So that's where character and stuff come from.
You've got the character.
Yeah, so
that's good. A place like this needs it.
That's a goal. I should have. I'm just, I don't know. I want to do it.
You're young.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. Life is a journey. Yep. Okay, let's transition to this big growing metroplex of Dallas. So much going on. So much change happening. So much growth. We can see it coming up here in Allen, Plano. Do you have a favorite hangout in Dallas for you and your friends, your wife?
We go to Shops Alexi. That's my go-to spot.
Okay.
Waters Creek up the street in Allen. Another place. Fairview Town Center, I believe. We're like Bar Louie and all that. That's my hangout spot. But I live like right next to Waters Creek, so that's my go-to spot because it's safe. We can walk there. We can Uber there.
Cool spot.
It's just, it's cool. So Waters Creek is my go-to spot. And if we really want to snazzy it up, we go to Legacy West. And then sometimes my biggest goal is to go downtown Dallas and hit the ball. That's why I want to do that.
What's the ball? Reunion Tower.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
See, I don't even know what it's called.
The light up tower.
The light up tower.
The light up ball. Yeah, that's Reunion Tower.
Okay.
And yeah, the restaurant up top.
The restaurant where it like rotate, where it circles.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's okay. So that's on the list.
That's on the list.
Taking the wife.
Yes.
She would like that. That would be a good spot. So do you have a favorite restaurant or do you think that would be it?
Favorite restaurant. Oh, gosh.
In all the entire Metroplex.
Yes. Why is my,
don't you dare say
lobster.
Whataburger.
No. They got the lobster, macaroni, and cheese.
Ooh.
It's in Shops Alexi. Not Kona Grill, but it's next to the
Okay, but lobster, mac, and cheese. You got your name all over it, and you're fine with that. What's your go-to grocery store here?
Tom Tom.
Tom, okay. That was quick.
Tom, I mean, it's like right there up the street from my place. I go to Tom Tom.
Okay. Every time I ask my readers.
It was just
you want a discount
code? Yeah, I need a discount.
You hear that, Tom Tom? All right, so let's end it with this. What is on your Dallas bucket list?
Really? Dallas bucket list. That's pretty hard. There's so much to do out here. Don't they have like a park over there?
Clyde Warren. You haven't been to Clyde Warren?
I haven't been there.
Definitely needs to be on your bucket list.
And that and it's a place. Is that Clyde Warren where the dog park and stuff is at? And they got restaurants and all that good stuff?
Yes. There's a restaurant, a glass restaurant. There's food trucks, just
food
a good
truck,
ambiance, and then a little mini dog park, and there's games to play
so
out there.
So much in Dallas. I don't even know what's all out there. Do you got any suggestions?
Well, you're sporty.
Yeah.
So right around the corner is the water ski place. Because you've got to have the arms to do
the water skiing.
It's a good upper body workout. Yeah. So I could see you doing that. I could see you doing a field trip here where you're like headed out there when it's a little warmer.
Yeah, it's a little warmer.
All right. So you've got a few things on your bucket list and more to discover. Okay. So let's tell everyone, I'm going to put in the show notes and over on the website. How can people find you?
You could Instagram T-Mac Elite Training. You could do Facebook T-Mac Elite Training or just follow me on Facebook, Tony Mac. My website is allenboxing.com. And yeah. That's
about it. You're there.
Yeah.
They'll find you there.
Yeah.
All right, Tony. So I guess I'll say until the next class.
Yeah.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for joining us, guys. Thanks for joining us for this interview with Tony Mac from Tony Mac Elite Training. All his links will be in the show notes below.
All right.